This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. When whales become entangled, they need to be freed as quickly as possible, but it's a fairly dangerous and tricky task. David Matilla of the Center for Coastal Studies coordinates the Global Whale Entanglement Response Network, which operates in partnership with the International Whaling Commission. He joins us now to talk a little about this work. Can you begin by telling us what is the Global Whale Entanglement Response Network and what is its work?
Well, it's basically a group of countries that have trained people to respond to entangled whales and that all agree to abide by our best practices that were developed a couple years ago by a group of international experts.
I notice that you say entanglement response as opposed to disentanglement. Talk a little bit about what that difference means.
Well, yeah, those of us who have been doing this for several decades, quite early on we realized that just releasing a whale from rope, it helped that whale, but it doesn't really help a solution. It's not a solution. And so in our best practices, a response needs to also be gathering information that feeds into developing prevention, because this is not a problem it's not good for whales, it's not good for fishermen. And so the best solution is just to prevent it to begin with.
What are some of the ways that you can work to prevent entanglement?
Well, in that regard, I think the United States is leading the world in trying to develop ideas. Simple things like here in New England, they dropped the floating ground line between traps and put it down at the bottom, so there's less rope in the water column. That's one possibility. Making lines maybe a little bit lighter and less strong. Basically, trying to do anything that reduces the amount of rope and net in the water column.
Now, you're based here at the Center for Coastal Studies. How did you get involved in disentangling whales?
Well, actually, back in 1984, I was here then, and another one of the scientists here, Stormy, and I went out with the first whale we ever attempted to release in Thanksgiving Day in 1984. And his father had given us some ideas on what to do, and we kind of went out with some, I guess right now you'd call them, stone knives and bearskins kind of thing. And we were successful, and we realized that some of the techniques that we were trying to apply, if we improved on them and modified them, they were relatively safer than what other people were trying. And frankly, since that time, virtually all of the formal entanglement response around the world has grown out of what started here in Provincetown at the Center for Coastal Studies in 1984.
And were you developing your own tools even from the beginning?
Yeah, we were. We had to come up with knives that, for instance, that cut by pulling away from the animal, developing special attachments and grapples and things like that. They're pretty simple tools. Really, the other part of it is developing the protocols and the techniques to do it as safely as possible.
Well, what are some of the hazards of approaching an entangled whale and trying to free it?
Well, the main thing, despite what you might see on social media and on YouTube, there's sort of a romanticizing of whales and that they all know that you're there to help them. Really, these are massive wild animals that are sometimes in shock or panic, and you don't know for sure how they're going to react to you getting close. And so you have to be very careful, and you have to think through everything you're going to do, thinking about, well, what's the worst-case scenario if this whale starts to roll or kick or whatever?
I almost can't imagine being that close to an animal that could be 40 tons, right, and is in distress, and you're trying to interact with it in a way that helps it but doesn't put yourself in danger.
Yeah, it is fairly, in the true sense of the word, awesome to be next to an animal that large. And, yeah, you have to be very careful. And you have to think through it very objectively and really unemotionally with a clear and cold objective approach, because if you let the adrenaline take hold, you might start to do things that can get you in trouble.
David Matilla is at the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown and coordinates the Global Whale Entanglement Response Network. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.